So the epistle for the fifth Sunday after Easter is taken from James chapter 1. Dearly beloved, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he shall be compared to a man beholding his own countenance in a glass. For he beheld himself and went his way, and presently forgot what manner of a man he was. But he that hath looked into the perfect law of liberty and hath continued therein, not becoming a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And if any man think himself to be religious, not bridling his tongue, but deceiving his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Religion clean and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their tribulation, and to keep oneself unspotted from this world. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 16. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto, you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in Proverbs. The hour cometh when I will no more speak to you in Proverbs, but will show you plainly of the Father. And that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not to you that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world, and go to the Father." His disciples say to him, "Behold, now thou speakest plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now we know that thou knowest all things, and thou needest not that any man should ask thee. But by this we believe that thou comest forth from God." Please be seated. Be doers of the word and not just hearers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the epistle of St. James today, he reminds us of the obligation that we have. A good reminder to us that not just to hear, but we must also act accordingly. It's interesting to see the analogy that he makes with it. The analogy that he gives to us of saying that if one is just a hearer and not a doer, he compares him to a man beholding his own countenance in a glass, of how he beholds himself, goes his way, and then forgets what manner of a man he is. And so therefore the implication is immediate to us of knowing that if he forgets what kind of a man he is, he will not be able to then to work on the things that he needs to work on. He will not be one that is then blessed in his deeds. And that's something that St. James mentions to us. When we're a forgetful hearer, we will not be blessed in our deeds then. And so therefore the obligation comes for us not only to hear the word of God, but then to try to live it. To make sure that we understand, we take in the things of our faith. But then, yes, also that we do live it. And truly that's where we can say actions speak louder than words. I mean, in a sense, it's useless for us if we understand everything. We can give back all the definitions, everything, but then we don't even live it. I mean, talk about truly hypocritical. I mean, obviously, there is weakness that goes into our lives that we know because of original sin. But there is also a difference in one that, yes, they understand everything, they hear everything, but they don't do anything. I mean, there's a big difference between that. Between that and then, yes, one that's they listen, they try. They struggle with things. There's a big difference between that. Because they are trying to be a doer. But yes, because of human nature, because of our weakness, well, then they struggle with that. But this is referring to the fact of the ones that, yes, they hear what God has to say, but they don't do anything about it. They don't change anything. They don't get rid of things in their lives. They don't see the dangers that maybe their way of life is. And so they end up doing nothing. And so that is what St. James is telling us. When you have the epistle of St. James, where he is very strong on things, I've mentioned before in the past about how he talks and even mentions today of not bridling your tongue. He's mentioned of how easy it is for us to fall into sins of the tongue. Little things that he mentions to us. Things to get us to think about, to consider, and to contemplate. You know, how are we living our lives? Is it a life that is pleasing to God? Is it a life that we can say that, yes, we're not just a hearer, we're actually a doer too? We try to live our faith. And I think that's the main thing that we have to try to grasp from this, is the idea of living our faith. Of how we must try to put into practice what we learn, what we know to be true. Because that is truly what God will judge us on. As I say, it's sometimes easy for us to understand everything intellectually, we know it. But the hard part comes in putting it into practice, because that also requires in the will. Do we desire to live a life pleasing to God? And so that is where then it does not follow through. And that is something that's very clearly we can see with all of us, a weakness of will. Because then our will want other things that maybe aren't the best things for us. And so intellectually we know it to be wrong. But yet, because of our weak will, we fall into it. And so that is what St. James is warning us against. Yes, you know everything, but then you don't put it into practice. You don't do what you're supposed to do. And that is, we can say, a disease of modern man. They listen, maybe they know, but either they're too weak or they just don't want to do it. They don't want to do what is right. Because we talked about that in the past, of just taking the easier road. Human nature, that is what we go toward. The path of least resistance, the easier road for us. And so it's very easy for us to go that route. And so yes, it demands a lot from us to live a truly Catholic life. It takes a lot for us. Are we willing to do that every day? Are we willing to try to practice that every day? And I think that's what separates us. Separates the saints from, obviously, people that will not make it to heaven. Because as I say, modern man, yes, we may know, but then we don't follow through. I mean, it's something that you can see a lot of times. Yes, we can talk the game, we can talk it, but then we don't follow through on it. We don't back it up with how we should live our lives. And so that is something that we must try to examine. Because as you see, he mentions of how then, if we're just hearers, if we're deceiving ourselves, well then our religion is in vain. It's in vain because it's not going to amount to anything for us. And that is what is sad. Because yes, you can have a lot of people that understand, but then don't do anything. Because as I say, it's either through weakness or just they want to take the easier path. It demands a lot from you. I mean, God knows that, but that is why also he gives us his graces to help us. To help us to live a good life. But we've got to do something in order to receive those graces from him. I mean, it's not an automatic salvation that just because you come to Mass here or to a traditional Mass, there's no automatic ticket to heaven. And so you have to try to live a Catholic life. You have to see and examine what are the things that are a danger to you, things that take away then the grace of God, whether it's people, whether it's things, whether it's places, whatever it may be. And then you have to then try to live that. I mean, that is why he says it's in vain than their religion. Because it's empty. It will not produce anything. As I say, if anything, it will be to our judgment. We know intellectually everything that we should have done, and God will ask us, so then why didn't you do it? Because you knew better. I mean, sometimes that's probably what you say to your children. It's like, well, you knew better, then why did you do this? I mean, that's the same way that God could respond to all of us. When we study our faith, when we learn our faith, when we understand what we're supposed to do, but then we don't do it, God very clearly could ask us, but you knew better. You knew what you should have done. And so that is what St. James is trying to instruct us. Trying to get us to understand. It's not enough just to hear. It's not enough for us just to hear the word of God, but to act upon it. To where, yes, we make changes in our lives. We take things away. We try to do more. We try to do other things. It is a path that God has given to us. We have no idea how long, though. And so that's why then it's dangerous then to deceive ourselves. Either into thinking that we're fine, we're okay where we are, doesn't matter. You know, or to the point of we kind of think that, well, some of these things are excessive. We don't really need to do that. And so that deception is dangerous for us. That deception, yes, truly will kill the soul. And so that is why we must think and pray. That is why we must try to examine and see, you know, what kind of a man are we? What do we see when we look in that glass? I mean, do we see one that is trying their best to be pleasing to God? Or do we not? And so that's why I say, I mean, it is one thing to understand because of human nature, yes, we have our weaknesses. None of us are perfect, certainly. But it also will show whether we're trying to be pleasing to God or not. You know, do we put forth that effort? Do we really try to live an integral Catholic life? If not, we're deceiving ourselves. And truly, our religion will be in vain. And that's why we have to look at it in terms of understanding. Intellect, will. They've got to go together. The intellect must direct the will. Because if not, then we will just desire what we want. And so that is what we will do, and that's what we'll act upon. And again, that is what the modern world faces. They do what they want, and in some ways, maybe they think there won't be any consequences to that. But we know better than that. We know truly there will be consequences to our actions. And so that's why it's dangerous for us to be living a life that we're not a doer of what we hear. That is why we must contemplate that now. And obviously be true to who we are. We can't act one way to please those around us. But not really in our hearts is what we feel. That is a temptation for us. Just to kind of go along with it. And it can be not just sometimes, you know, the young do it to appease their parents. But it can be us too, as adults. We can do the same thing. But God is the judge of our hearts. God sees what's in our heart. So he'll see right through a facade. And so that's why when we understand and we know what is the obligations that we have with our faith, with our lives, we must try to live that. Unfortunately, we try to cut so many corners, different things, we're ending up just going to get burned. And so, yes, it requires a lot from us. It demands a lot from someone who is trying to live a Catholic life. So it's something that you parents must try to instruct your children in and guide them in. I mean, the temptation is to do as the world does, just to try to be liked by your children and let them have whatever they want. We see what damage that does to them. And so it's important to form their will. It's important to help them to see how they must live their life. Not always will it be easy. But I think if we try to help them to understand and to see what is the end result, God willing, then they will understand that and they will grasp that. But that is why St. James gives us such great instruction today. Helps us to understand that we can't just hear it. We must do something about it. It can't be just the intellect that knows it and the will doesn't follow along. It can't be. Otherwise, we will see the danger of that. Our faith is in vain. Our religion is in vain. It'll amount to nothing. And so that's what we must try to pray for. To be true doers of the Word of God. To not only hear it, but to do something about it. Going back to his parable about the good seed, that's exactly what that is. And so therefore, we must examine in our lives things we have to get rid of, things we have to change, things we have to try to do better. Well, that is what the purpose of the spiritual life, the spiritual journey that we're on, is all about. So St. James also gives us the warning at the very end. A warning that will help us then. A warning that will truly give us the understanding of what we must try to do in the time that God gives us in this life. To keep oneself unspotted from this world. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.